Blog Talk Radio.
I feel the love of the Savior in this place.
Christian Podcast Network, your global transformation station. Good evening, everyone. I'm Apostle Shalene Cook. Welcome to the War Room for this Monday, February the 5th, 2024. Hallelujah. Tonight we are in the war room, and but I am always joined by the mighty prayer warriors. Hallelujah, because we do believe that prayer changes things here, and we always want to do things in a way that is pleasing to God, and we want to do all things in excellence before God, even praying. Hallelujah. Tonight I am joined by Minister Tina Brown, Bishop Lester Carver, Pastor Vanessa Carver, Apostle Zeta Flowers, and then we, hallelujah, we have our mothers in the house, the mother board, Mother Scott, hallelujah. We have Mother Givens, and of course we have the mother of this assembly, Mother Shirley Snyder Mitchell in the house. But tonight, thanks to God, I'm going to just start with a word of prayer, and then we're going to go right into the teaching, hallelujah. O Most High, I come before your throne of grace saying, here is our praise. Lord, we are so grateful that we are able to come out together tonight and on the air, over the airwaves, and to praise you and worship you and to pray to you, Lord God. We want to thank you, Lord God, for this time and this opportunity. Bless every servant leader, Lord God, that came out tonight to disciple and to help to bear fruit for your kingdom, Lord. I'm so grateful, Lord God, to you and to them. Use us, O God, so that if someone doesn't know you in the pardon of their sin, they would give themselves to you tonight, O God. They will make you their Lord and Savior. And we just want to thank you for it all in advance. In Jesus' holy, righteous name, I do pray. Amen. Saints of God, my heart has been heavy. Prayer has been pressing in my spirit because I truly believe if we do not pray with all of the components of prayer, hallelujah, we are not being totally effective. I pray with a lot of people. And one of the things I find missing when they pray is praise. I don't hear the praise. I don't hear the worship. I don't hear the adoration. So tonight before we go into prayer and hallelujah, I'm going to talk to you about why praise is so important to prayer. And then we are going to hear from our servant leaders. Hallelujah. They may teach, but they sure know how to pray, because I just praise God for Pastor Vanessa and Bishop Lester. When they pray, hallelujah, they always give God thanks. They let him know that they appreciate him. I love the way Apostle Zeta praise, because she never forgets to thank God for what he's already done.
Thank you, Jesus.
So I just praise God for the prayer warriors up in here, and I praise God for Minister Tina. Hallelujah. She always just reminds God of who he is. Hallelujah. And that's what we're supposed to do, because praise is so important to prayer. And it's not important simply because God delights in our praise. He sees it as a fragrant offering, but also because of what the act of praising God does for us. You know, it is said that praise both declares and distances. You see, first when we praise God, we declare who he is and the relationship we have with him. Mm-hmm. Because why, Apostle? Because we don't praise ourselves. We praise our Creator, God, our Maker.
Oh, yes. Thank you for it.
You see, so every time we praise God, we're saying through prayer and song, you are God, and we're not. Or as the psalmist says, the Lord is God. He made us, and we are his.
Yes.
Oh, if you can find that right on over there in Psalms 103. And the second thing we need to know about praise and why it's so important is when we praise God, we distance ourselves from him. Even as paradoxically, we enter into his presence.
Mm-hmm.
What am I saying? Well, we're saying to God, God, I understand that you are God and God alone. You're sovereign. You're almighty. You're omniscient. You're omnipresent.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
You're omnipotent. Okay?
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, I don't even deserve to stand before you.
Right.
So right now, before I ask for anything, I just want to take a minute to let you know, Father God, what you are to me. Now, saints, I know there are times that people, you know, it seems to me that people just like to rush into the throne room and just plead, you know, plead their case. They need assistance from the Lord, you know. I don't hear no act of bowing. I don't hear no act of recognizing God's majesty. No, nothing. Straight to the point. Lord, you know I'm sick, Lord. He's God. He knows that. Okay? You know. But when we bow before the Lord, hallelujah, when we recognize his majesty, you know what that does? It drives home the reality that we stand in the presence. We understand that we are standing in the presence of a king. We are standing in the presence of the Most High God. And even when he's close, we still stand down. We still stand at a distance because we understand he is God Almighty. We are praising his majesty, and we remind ourselves of how far he is above us.
Thank you, Jesus.
You know, many theologians cite Psalm 95 as the classic example of the function of praise. This psalm celebrates the work of God in creation, and then it invites us to draw near to God in humility. See, we have to understand our praise must be shaped with humility so that we acknowledge, even with our bodies, our great distance from the Almighty God. We understand that he is saying, come, bow down, kneel in reverent humility. You know, to bow and to kneel are universal time-honored gestures of acknowledging greatness in some form. When we incorporate praise into that prayer, we're acknowledging our dependence on God. We're acknowledging his wisdom and his power, all of that which we don't have. We approach him in prayer, and thus, we're able to draw near to us, to him. Why? Because he invites us to come on in. Bow on down. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
You know. But a lot of times, our mental attitude, our posture, our very words, must always declare the difference and the distance between God and us. And see, we need to understand, Apostle David has just taught us a wonderful series on joy. Mm-hmm. So let me incorporate some of that right now and talk to you about having joy in our praise. Hallelujah. You know, we need that. We don't praise God because he needs our affirmation. We praise God because he commands it for our own joy. I'm always reading something by C.S. Lewis, and he made this point famously when he showed how praising something we enjoy not only expresses but completes the enjoyment. God's desire for praise is not an act of selfish pride, but of self-giving love. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
We praise God because he's worthy and because we receive the joy of basking in his greatness. Oh, hallelujah. I don't know about you, but when I'm up there, I never want to come down. When the king gives us an audience, then we receive the benefit of his presence. And that's a cause for praise.
Yes.
You know, it's not in minimizing the distance of God's glory and greatness that helps us feel his closeness. No, but it is our awe and our wonder of his presence with us, even as he is the great I am.
Amen.
We're thunderstruck, not when we lower God to our level, hallelujah, but when God condescends, he comes near, hallelujah, while retaining all of his gloriness, hallelujah. We declare his greatness to his face while we're on our knees, and this act God bridges the distance between us and reveals himself to us. Hallelujah. And as we declare him to be the so very far above us, we find ourselves very close to him, and he receives our praise, and we receive his love. And that is how praise, hallelujah, incorporates with our prayers and makes things work. Hallelujah.
Yes, thank you.
You know,
thank
there's
you,
a hymn
Jesus.
That says, "Come thou font." And you know that hymn, it asks God to, it says, "Tune my heart to sing thy grace." It's the streams of mercy never ceasing that calls for songs of loudest praise. Saints of God, if we're not praising God, we need to ask God to tune our hearts. And in prayer, praising his majesty is one of the primary ways that our heartstrings can be retuned. When you praise God, oh, hallelujah, he can tune you up. Hallelujah.
Yes.
When we
yes.
declare his godness and his goodness,
mm-hmm.
then we are reminded of the mighty and great God that we serve, who loves us so much and he draws us near.
Yes.
I don't know who I'm talking to, but I came to tell you tonight, don't let your heart song get out of tune by just rushing in there with your needs. You need to make room in your prayers for praise.
Amen.
And I'm going to use the backdrop of 2 Chronicles 6, to tell you why. In Chronicles 6, Solomon has finished his 21-year church-building campaign for the very first temple of the Lord. Now, it was something that his father, King David, was allowed to do, though he wanted to. He wasn't allowed to do it. Now, Solomon completed this architectural masterpiece, and it was a thing of beauty that lasted for centuries. It was a place that God could dwell among the people. It was supposed to be a place they could always come to and find the presence of God for what they needed from him. It was designed to be a foreshadowing of what you and I can expect today in our lives, that we are perfectly designed to house the presence of God inside of us. Why? He made us that way. Huh. And like we're going to see in the passage, Solomon praises the Lord. And see, praise connects us to prayer. Hallelujah. And then we can go into real worship. Hallelujah. When our praise is connected to our prayers, we will have our response is going to be, hallelujah, to worship.
Mm.
And praise paves the way, saints. In 2 Chronicles 6 and 3, Solomon tells the whole company to praise the Lord who has kept his promise. You see, God is a promise keeper. The Word of God said he's not a man that he can lie. Nor is he the son of man that he can repent. Everything God says he will do and has done and will continue
yes.
to do.
Amen. Amen.
You know, even when I don't want to or I don't feel like it or my situation says that God hasn't done it yet, I am still going to praise the Lord because I know he is a promise keeper. Okay, the promise, it might take years to realize the promise, but you know what? He will keep his promise. It might
Amen.
Take a monumental experience for me to be able to see the promise, but I tell you one, this one thing I do know, he will keep his promises. 2 Peter 3 and 9 says, God is not slow in keeping his promises, as some understand slowness to be. Hear me, family. When it comes to prayer, praise is a setup. Mm-hmm. Yes, praise is the setup. It paves the way for us to see things from His perspective. Mm-hmm. It sets us up to see it from His vantage point. You know, and you know why? Because we have to, it changes our attention from us to Him. His ability, His promise, His presence, His treasure, His face, and not just His hands. And we do it because it reminds us of all He has already done. Hallelujah.
Yes.
So why wouldn't we praise God? Because praise and prayer, through praise and prayer, we make that God connection. As Solomon goes on through the passage, he praises the Lord, prays for the people, and asks God to do certain things. It's really a brilliant dedication prayer. It has a lot of if, then, requests of the Lord in it. 10 different ones, to be exact. He's praying a prayer for the prayers of the prayers who will be offering up prayers in that place. See, we need to remember that. Prayer paves the way. It's the setup. It turns our attention to God. It sets us up to connect with Him in prayer. And then we are ready to go in and have a conversation. And you know what? We go in in humility, ready to have a conversation, because we know we're about to pray for forgiveness and we're going to get it. Hallelujah. Second Chronicles 6:19-21 declares, and I'm going to read from the New Living Translation. It says, "Nevertheless, listen to my prayer and my plea, O Lord my God. Hear the cry and the prayer that your servant is making to you. May you watch over the temple day and night, this place where you have said you would put your name. May you always hear the prayers I make toward this place. May you hear the humble and earnest requests from me and your people Israel when we pray toward this place. Yes, hear us from heaven where you live. And when you hear us, O God, forgive." Oh, hallelujah. See, prayer, when we get that connection, that praise, that set up for prayer, then, you know, then we know that prayer is a place of forgiveness. When we have entered it, you know, when he says, yes, let this be a place of forgiveness. That's what Solomon said. When we have entered into your temple and prayed, let us find forgiveness. When we have been soiled and stained and washed over by the roadway of life, when we pray, Lord, please forgive us. Now, you should praise God right there for that. Because, you know, when you go in there and ask the Lord with a humble heart and a sincere heart to forgive you of your sin, guess what? He's going to hear you, and he's going to hear that prayer. And I come to tell somebody tonight, that prayer right there, that part right there, that's the prayer I pray over this ministry.
Thank you, Jesus.
That when anybody listens to this network and maybe life has taken its best shot at them and sin has found its way into all the areas of their lives, I want them to know when they pray, they will find forgiveness. Hallelujah. But we gotta go up there the right way, saints of God. You know, I'm one of those people that want churches to be filled not by folks that are fueled by hypocrisy and attitude, but I want us to be, you know, a people that celebrate and fill the atmosphere with the sound of heaven. Every time somebody comes to the Lord, I know I rejoice, and sometimes I feel it in my spirit. I praise God when I know that some lost person finally figures out that God's grace is more than enough to cover their sin.
Yes.
And you know why I can do that? Because I never lose sight of what it was like when I was lost, Oh, hallelujah, glory to God, but now I'm found. See, praise leads you to the prayer. It sets you up for the prayer. It paves the way and sets you up for the prayer because you know when you go up there and pray, you about to enter into restoration. Hallelujah. So you should be praising God right about now. 2 Chronicles 6, 22 through 23. It says, if someone wrongs another person, and is required to take an oath of innocence in front of your altar at this temple, then bear from heaven and judge between your servants, the accuser and the accused. Pay back the guilty as they deserve, acquitting an innocent because of their innocence. A place where those who have been taken advantage of or had their innocence stolen can find restoration. You see, Solomon wasn't asking for God to let the sinner go. but what Solomon was doing right here is he was saying, God, you go ahead and repay and you do that on your terms because we know you God. And then the final verse, and it says, and for the one who has been damaged to find that there is hope and healing for all that they have lost. I praise God tonight. I have to have praise as a part of my prayer because, you know, I have to praise him because I know that he is constantly restoring me. Every time I enter into his presence, hallelujah, I feel light. I feel, hallelujah, better. Things don't hurt as bad. You know, I get resolution. I get clarity. When things are all fuzzy, I go up in there and get, you know, because I have hope. And when people do me wrong, I know I can go to the Lord and ask him to touch me, build me up, strengthen me. I don't wish no ill will on nobody because, see, I believe God. When he says, vengeance is mine. I believe God when he says, I will repay. See, and just one other thing I do also know, that when God gets you, you got. Because he knows exactly what you need.
Yes. Amen.
He knows what he needs to do to get your attention. But oh, hallelujah. When we fall short, we can go to him. We can still praise him and go to him. Amen.
Yes.
Because, see, I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. When you get the joy, you know, you already got your joy from your praise, okay? You praising the Lord. You got your joy. Hallelujah. You know that if you've done wrong, you can walk in forgiveness just through, you can praise, you know, just praise your way on up to the throne room and, you know, ask for forgiveness and it shall be given. You don't have to worry about what other people do. I hear Minister Tina and Apostle Zeta always pray for those who have lost their innocence. They always pray for those who are guilty of hurting other people.
Yes.
We know that when we go to God in prayer, we will, hallelujah, be restored. We will walk in restoration. And when I'm walking in restoration, you know, when the Lord restores me, my family knows, I was so tired and worn out. I said, look here, we having a revival. And I'm not preaching. I want to be fed. When we pray and we praise, we will have revival. We can have a revival. Every time we go to the Lord, we can have a revival. Every time we gather together to worship him and praise him and pray to him, we can have a revival. You know, I know 2 Chronicles chapter 6, again, verse 26-27. It says that the skies are shut up and there is no rain because your people have sinned against you. And if they pray toward this temple and acknowledge your name and turn from their sin, because you have because you have punished them, then hear from heaven and forgive the sins of your servants, your people Israel. Teach them to follow the right path and send rain on your land that you have given to your people as their special possession.
Mm-hmm.
Praise and prayer connects us to the life-giving power of God. It connects us to his divine ability to revive, to resurge, Apostle Zeta, to bring back to life, to restore, to regenerate, to rejuvenate.
Yes.
He can bring those things to life that was once dead. And not just awake. I'm talking about alive. I'm talking about abounding, overflowing with life. I'm talking about thriving right about now. You see, God can take that one, what was once a desert place, empty and devoid of life, and he can make that thing thrive. He can make it rain where he wants it to rain.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And we know how funny rain can be. Now, thanks to God, you know I'm telling you the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, because you've probably seen this yourself. Rain is a funny thing, because I know I'm not the only one that has seen it raining on one side of the street and not the other. I know I'm not the only one that has been on one side of town where it's pouring down rain and you think they're about to have a flood, and then you go across town and the sun is shining.
Amen.
You know.
Amen.
So we can be playing in the rain, but the person right next to us can be playing in the dust, you know. But he can make us fly. And why do we need revival? Why do we need revival? We need revival so we can worship. And I'm not just talking about, oh, thank you, Jesus. I'm talking about worship that we enjoy. We just love to worship him. Okay? After Solomon prayed all 10 if then, you know, I call them the if-then prayer. God embraces the moment and their worship experiences, moves into an overwhelming moment with God's glory. When Solomon finished praying, fire flashed down from heaven and burned up the burnt offerings and sacrifices, and the glorious presence of the Lord filled that temple. Hallelujah. The priest could not enter the temple of the Lord because God was there. The word of God says because the glorious presence of the Lord filled it. And when all the people of Israel saw the fire coming down and the glorious presence of the Lord filling the temple, hallelujah, they fell down on their face. They fell down on the ground and worshiped and praised the Lord, saying, he is good. His faithful love endures forever.
Yes.
Now, this should be the fulfillment of all we hope for. We should want God to fill the temple. Because guess what? It still happens today. Why and how? Because we are the temple, and his glory can fill us. Hallelujah. It can fill us to overflowing. It was playing out again in Acts 2 when they were filled with his spirit. Paul says in Ephesians 3:18 to be filled with the spirit and not drunk with wine. See, we can't be full of what the things the world offers. But instead, we got to be filled with God's spirit. And we can be filled with that to overflowing in a way that we will cause us to praise God. We will praise God. We will incorporate praise into every prayer because we understand who we're standing before. Acts 3:19 says, now repent of your sins and turn to God so that your sins may be wiped out. 20, that times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord, that he may again send you Jesus, your appointed Messiah. Sounds like they saying repent, receive forgiveness, and you will experience a refreshing to me. See, I really like that Acts that we use to teach children and anybody that don't know how to pray. It's a wonderful model. Because, see, it's really got it right. Before we go up there, Acts A is for adoration. We should begin every prayer with adoration and praise to God. We should be filled with the wonder of who God is and how he desires to be with us always. You know, if you need inspiration, you can pray the psalm of praise, you know, psalms of praise. They actually have psalms of praise. Psalm 100, Psalm 67. And after you adore God, just remind him of who he is. Then that's when you get down to the nitty-gritty. That's when you're talking to the Holy Spirit and you saying, search me. What do I need to tell my Father to do? What do I need to ask forgiveness for? What do I need to ask the Holy Spirit to clean up in me? So we go and we confess. And then we are thankful. Again, praise and thankfulness, hey, that go together. Because when you know what you're stepping into, when you know that you are entering into a place of forgiveness, you are entering into a place of restoration, you are entering into a place, hallelujah, of revival, then you can truly enjoy just being in his presence, just sitting at his feet, just inquiring in his temple. Because after you have praised him, after you have, then you can tell God all about your trouble. But before you do that, you need to spend a lot more forgive me, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We need to spend a whole lot more time giving God honor, glory, and praise. We need to spend more time just blessing him. We always wanting God to bless us, but how much time do we take to bless him? How many times do we go up there and say, Lord, I don't want nothing. I just came up here to tell you I love you. How many times do we do that? How many times do we just stop in the middle of our day and just have a praise break? And then we go to God in prayer, and we start praying for ourselves, or we pray for others, but we just begin to pray. And then as we pray, I don't know, I'm happy right now. I done talk myself into a good happiness over here, you know, because praise is what I do. My praise is a part of every area of my life because I understand I serve a mighty God. And he's grateful, and I'm grateful. He didn't have to send his son to save me. He didn't have to send his son to die so that I could live. But he did. And he's Almighty God, and he says, you, baby girl, Charlene Johnson Cooker, you probably don't call me that, but that's all I know. You know, come on in. Come on and bow before me. You have my attention. We just got to learn to give God honor, glory, and praise always as we pray. And I'm going to end this teaching the way I began it. I thank God for the servant leaders here at Spirit Alive because they spend a lot of time praising God and thanking God for who he is and thanking God for what he's done and just, you know, I just praise God that there are examples of how we should pray. And I'm here to testify that we are truly blessed. We have praise reports all the time. And I just want to thank God for that. Now, at this time, I'm going to ask my anointed family to come on in and put their nuggets on the teaching, and then they can pray however the Lord leads. But we're going to start with Minister Tina. Hallelujah. You can come on in the room and let God use you to disciple his people. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you so much, Apostle Cook. That was a wonderful teaching. Thank you so much for reminding us what it means to give God all the praise, the honor, and the glory for all that he does for us each and every day. He doesn't have to, but he wakes us up every day, and we're so blessed to have this teaching today. I'm going to go into prayer and let the next person speak. Oh, most gracious Heavenly Father, we come your throne of grace right now, just lifting you up, giving you all the honor, the praise, and the glory for another wonderful evening that we've got to spend together with Apostle Cook and the Spirit of Life Ministries and all the people that are here to hear the word that she gave today, Heavenly Father. We are so thankful that we're able to do this, that we have ears to hear, that we have a voice to speak. We're so thankful, and we give you all the honor, the praise, and the glory. Right now, I would like to lift up those who are listening that have broken hearts. You touch my soul to bring this up, Heavenly Father. Those who don't know
Hallelujah.
You, who have broken hearts right now, maybe they lost a loved one. Maybe somebody's in the hospital right now not doing so well. This message today that Apostle Cook gave, we can come to you, Heavenly Father, and pray for these people and pray for their salvation and pray that they come to know you, our Lord, that they will find love in their heart and mend their broken heart, whether it's a family dysfunction right now. Maybe they're not speaking. Maybe they haven't talked to each other in weeks, months, years, who knows. Maybe there's a breakup between two people who have been together and now they're not together. Maybe there's a breakup in families, Heavenly Father, but I just come to you and thank you for mending the broken hearts right now, Heavenly Father. Thank you so much for giving us your Son
to
die for us on the cross so that we could be forgiven of our sin. I thank you, Heavenly Father, if we've done anything today that was not pleasing to you, that you forgive us for our sins, Heavenly Father.
Yes,
we're so thankful.
Jesus.
And we give you all the honor,
thank
the praise,
you,
and the glory. And we're so thankful for mending those broken hearts, bringing back those families, making people know that you are the way. Only through your Son can they get to you, Heavenly Father. And we are so thankful.
Jesus.
And we're thankful for Apostle Cook, all the Spirit of Life Ministry family, everybody that's here today, Heavenly Father. We just give you the praise and the honor and the glory for that. In Jesus' name I pray. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the
Amen.
Lord.
Amen. That's right. That's right, sister. Praise Him in advance. Glory to God. Okay. Now we're gonna go on down to one of God's beautiful power couples. That's what I call the Carvers. We're gonna now hear from Bishop Carver and his beautiful wife, Pastor Lester Carver, and we're gonna hear from his beautiful wife, Pastor Vanessa. So come on in the room, beautiful family. And you let the Lord use you.
Praise the Lord, Apostle Cook. Yeah, I think that if we look to the examples in the Bible of those who were really, really embracing God's heart for his people, we hear that in their prayers. And with
Amen.
Apostle,
that's true.
Apostle Paul, we hear this in a very special prayer that is in Philippians chapter 1.
Praise him.
And share this one verse because it really does allow us to know where our heart and mind should be when we are
all
in
right.
prayer. It says,
that's
I thank
right.
my God upon every remembrance of you, speaking of God's people,
yes.
always in every prayer of mine making requests for you with all joy. So you hear Paul making requests for God's people joyfully for your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now, being confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Christ. And see, what you hear in this is a level of confidence that the Apostle Paul has in God. In his prayer to God, he's thanking God for what God has already done through his Son, Jesus Christ. And he says he is confident of this very thing, that God, who has begun a good work in them, will complete that work until the day of Jesus Christ. And see,
Amen.
When you know
Come
that
on,
you're
bro.
Celebrating God's work, then you're taking joy and what God has
yes.
already done in participating actively. You are actively participating in making that come to fruition by reminding people that all that God has already designed is already accomplished through them, and now you're sharing in that joyfully, and your happiness is the
yes.
result
yes.
Joy is manifest.
Yes.
I just want to encourage each and every one of you to expect signs, miracles, and wonders to follow you because you are believers, because you do believe, because you are growing from grace to grace and faith to faith. And be confident of this very thing, that God, who has started a work in you, will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. Because you know what? God doesn't leave things half done. God doesn't half do whatever he started in you, he's going to finish. So never believe the lie that whatever God has planned is not happening, because signs, miracles, and wonders will follow, shall follow.
Absolutely
believe. Heavenly Father, I thank you today for your presence in our life.
Yes, Lord.
I thank you for your word that you place within us so that we don't have to be ignorant, so that we can be bold and confident in all that you've given us to do. Father, I thank you for us not taking any half steps, but for moving forward boldly in confidence that all that you have ordained from the beginning of time will come to fruition through us, through the Holy Spirit that you made available within us. Father, give us the boldness to tap into that unlimited power so that we can truly manifest your power on the earth right now. Father, I thank you for your people, for you giving them joy, and for you allowing them to be restored, to be healed, to be strengthened, to be encouraged.
Yes.
Father, for you to deliver them from of the adversary right now, in the name of your son Jesus Christ. Amen. I'm going to hand this over to Pastor Vanessa.
Amen. Thank you, dear brother. Thank you. Amen. That was some truth right there.
Amen.
See what I'm saying? Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Good evening, everyone on the Spirit Alive Network, and thank you, Apostle Cook, for presenting your lesson. It really was inspiring, and it just reminded me of the many examples in the Word. Like, if we're not drawn to the Word, you know, where can we really go? As for not just examples, but the truth, and not having our own truth or our own ideologies. But one of the things is I realized when you were talking about joy and you were talking about, like, repentance and different things like that when we prayed, and as I looked at the different examples of prayer and praise, I thought of Daniel. And how when Daniel was praying in Daniel verses 4 through 5, he said, "O Lord, the great and dreadful God." And so he's saying that right before he talks about in verse 5, we've sinned. So he makes God great in a declarative manner, and then he talks about repentance. And I think that when I think of praise, no matter what it is, you're right, we should always praise, even if it's a situation that is maybe not, it's a heavy situation. We're talking about repentance and him and Daniel. And there's another prophet that also come to God about repentance. Nehemiah is another good example, but he says, "O Lord, the great and dreadful God." And I think that dreadful in a way could be something negative, but basically he is amplifying the greatness of God. And then he begins to come to him in repentance. And then in the Lord's Prayer, Jesus even says, "Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name." So that means making your name great. That's a place of prayer. That's a declaration. That's an announcement in the earth. So we have to remember when we pray and praise that there is an atmosphere that we are coming into. That we, as intercessors especially, become very sensitive to the atmosphere. So it's important to praise, to set the atmosphere. There's a song my husband always plays before he does his show, Shifting the Atmosphere. And praise is one of the things that shifts the atmosphere before we pray, whether we're praying about or whatever the case may be. The next example is 1 Kings 18 and 36. Once again, this is the prophet Elijah, who is coming at a time of sacrifice. At the time of sacrifice, it's 1 Kings 18, verses 36. At the time of sacrifice, the prophet Elijah stepped forward and prayed, "O Lord, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, let it be known today that you are God in Israel and that I am your servant and I have done all these things at your command. So once again, he is introducing. It's like, you know, we're making his name great. We're making who he is, what he does. We're announcing that. That's a level of praise that is very important. We can't give honor. We give honor and we get praise. So even though I know Apostle Cook is talking about praise, the honor part, which I'm sure she mentioned or is part of that praise.
Yes.
You're honoring
Amen.
Him.
Mm-hmm.
And what, Amen.
Mm-hmm. I'm making him great. Mm-hmm.
Is the last one I'm going to use, and it says Jeremiah 12:1. It says, "Righteous thou art, O Lord." And in the Amplified Version, it says, "Uncompromisingly righteous and rigidly just are you, O God." So I think that when I use the prophets and the different ones as an example, because of course we're always in tune and we need to know who God is. And I think when there's different things that are going on in our life and in our relationship, we begin to see him who he is, even if it's, you know, as Daniel said, dreadful, oh God, because of the things that he was taking on, the burdens of his people. So he was like, there's a level of repentance we got to get into. And so there's repercussions for things that we have done. But we come to you, Lord, because you're a merciful God and because you're a dreadful God. But so these are the things that will come out when we begin to say, I'm going to praise God first. I'm going to say thank you, and I'm going to announce who he is. And for me,
Hallelujah.
I think that's really important to remind us who he is, and that lets us know who we're supposed to be. And so that's one of the reasons, that's one of the things I'm getting from the teaching tonight is about identity and purpose and assignment. And so a lot of times that will lead us in how we praise. And I'm going to finish with the praise. I mean, with the prayer. Father God, first of all, I thank you for being the light. I thank you, Lord, for being strength. I thank you, Lord, for being faithful. I thank you, Lord, for being truth and full of truth and just and righteous. I thank you, Lord, today all good and perfect things come from you. You are the way and you are the light. And I thank you, Lord, today for this topic that we're praying about praise, that your people will rise up and begin to recognize who you are. I thank you, Lord, today that even as you gave me this analogy of a mother teaching somebody, teaching their child manners and how they're supposed to say please and how they're supposed to say thank you and how they're supposed to be
Hallelujah.
Respectful.
Hallelujah.
Honorable.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Apostle Cook was teaching, I kept seeing a child, a mom teach a child or teachers where we were being taught, and she was imparting that to us as a grace that we have. And so, Lord, I just thank you, Lord, today that those who have an ear to hear, those who have an ear to be obedient to the word, as you have humbly led Apostle Cook to put this burden on her heart, Father God, that we will oblige and be obedient and submitted to your word because of what's already been said, because of what's already been stated, and what is already in us, Father God, to do, that we never forget, get too distracted or get so overburdened or take our focus off of who we are and who you are, and we never forget to praise you, and we never forget to say thank you, and we never forget to announce you and make you good, no matter what's going on. And when we make you big, Lord, those issues that we're praying for become small because there's nothing too hard for you, and all things are possible with you. And thank you, Lord, today for this. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen and amen and glory to God. All right. Let the mothers have their say. Hallelujah. Here at the Spirit Alive Network, we honor, we lift up, we give double honor to our elders because they do carry the doctrine of Jesus Christ. And so right now I'm going to go to Mother Givens first, then I'm going to go to Mother Scott, and then I'm going to go to Mother Mitchell. Mother Givens, let the Lord use you for the people. Amen.
Thank you so much. Good evening to all of you. I just want to thank you, Apostle Cook, for the beautiful message you gave and the prayer. And before I pray, I just want to thank God for my 93-year-old brother who lives in Baton Rouge. I just recently called just to say hello to him because of their anniversary was on the 3rd. And he didn't answer. And I was concerned. I just wondered, you know, I love him and his wife. And I found out they didn't want to tell me that he was taken to the hospital because they thought he was having a stroke. And on today, I called and spoke with him in the hospital. He sounded great. And his son came and said all of his test results came out fine, and they released him,
good,
and he's
Jesus,
at home.
Thank you, Jesus.
He's 93,
you,
and
Jesus.
I just want you all to keep him in your prayers, and I just thank you so much. But, dear Heavenly Father, I just want to thank you for being my Father and for the things and the love you've shown me all these 95 years that I'm here. Father, I just...
Thank you, Jesus.
Love you for all of the help and, excuse me, I just thank Sister Mantee for being in my corner. She's like a daughter to me. She calls me every day to check, to see how I'm feeling, and I love her
Hallelujah,
for that.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
And I ask God to bless you and all of you who are on this line. Father, I ask you to fill us with the healing power of your Spirit. And I also
yes,
ask
Lord.
Through Christ our Lord, amen, and thank God. And I'm so pleased to be a part of this beautiful service that you have given us. Thank you, and God bless you.
God bless you, Mother Givers. I love you so much. I really do.
I love
you,
too. Thank you so much.
You're just phenomenal. All right, now we go, look, now we're going to hear from daughter. We're going to hear from the sidekick. Okay, the Christian sidekick, hallelujah. We're going to hear from Mother Mattie, amen. Let me just get her on in the room. Good evening, Mother Mattie.
Good evening, Bishop Cook. Good evening, everyone. And Mrs. Gibbons, that was beautiful. That's a beautiful testimony and beautiful prayer. And Bishop Cook, you taught very well. The way you taught this evening was wonderful. Your prayer was wonderful. You know, I enjoyed everybody's prayer. Your prayer, it was a wonderful lesson to be learned. Ms. Givens, love your prayer. Pastor Carver, Pastor Vanessa Carver, and Pastor Lester Carver, your prayer was beautiful. I mean, it just, oh wow, it's just powerful. Yeah, and I want to share something with you, if I may.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm going to go.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm going to go and talk. Psalm 1. Psalm 1 is something I read all the time for some reason. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, and bringeth forth his fruit in the season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. I tell you, when we... Pastor Vanessa Carver was talking about children. We as children, we obey our parents, we obey teachers,
yes.
and the Lord, he's our Heavenly Father, and we are his children. And when we obey him, he will bless us. Psalm 1 is something I read all the time. It's something about Psalm 1. It's powerful, and I love King David. He did many things that wasn't good, but after all said and done, at the end of the day, he was a man after Father God's heart. And I'm going to share Psalm 3 with you right quick. Lord, how are they increased that trouble me? Many are they that rise up against me. Many there be which say of my soul, there is no help for him in God, Salah. But thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory, and the lifter up of mine head. I cried unto the Lord with my voice, and he heard me out of his holy hill, Selah. I laid me down and slept. Mm-hmm. I awake, for the Lord sustained me. I will not be afraid of 10,000 of people that have set themselves against me round about. Arise, O Lord, save me, O my God, for thou hast smitten all mine enemies upon the cheek bone. Thou hast broken the teeth of the ungodly. The last verse, verse 8. Salvation belongeth unto the Lord. Thy blessing is upon thy people. Salah. And I just read the entirety of Psalms 3 as well as Psalm 1. I tell you, the Bible is powerful. Basic instructions before leaving earth. And now I'm going to Father God and King Jesus' holy, beautiful throne of grace. Father God, King Jesus,
Amen.
We come to your holy, beautiful throne of grace right now. First of all, thanking you so much for your many, many blessings, Lord. You bless us, Lord, where we've seen another day today. You enclosed us in our right mind. You blessed us where we've seen another day,
Jesus.
Lord. So we just want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you. I thank you, Lord, for Bishop Cook and the Spirit Alive family. I thank you, Lord, for the prayers that have been lifted
bless
up. I just thank you, Lord, because you're worthy to be praised from the rising
yes,
of the sun.
Yes, you are, Father.
To the going
thank
down
you,
of the
Jesus.
Sun. I just thank you right now. My heart is grateful.
Mm-hmm.
My heart is grateful.
Hallelujah.
We have to listen to your word. We have to listen to your word, Lord. Sometimes we get
thank
caught
you,
up
Father.
In things happen, but still we got to listen to your word. And whatever the problem is, you are bigger than the problem. Sometimes we get caught up in earthly things. But, Lord, you're bigger than the problem. Lord, I just thank
you.
You're my will in the middle of the will. You're my rose of Sharon.
Okay.
You're my bright morning star. You're my lily
thank
of the valley.
You,
you're my bridge over troubled water. You are Jehovah
all
Jireh.
Right now.
You are our provider.
Thank
Jehovah
you,
Jesus. You are our Prince of Peace. Jehovah Shalom. Lord, you are
thank
our Lord that reigns victory. Jehovah Rapha, you are our healer. So, Lord, we just thank you right now. I just
thank
lift
you,
up the
Jesus.
Whole universe. I lift up the homeless. I lift up the orphans, the widows, the elderly, the poverty, poor, the little children, children all over the world, young teenagers. Some are runaways. Some are pregnant teenage moms. The young adults that don't even know you, Lord, in the pardon of their sins, the incarcerated behind prison state bars and juvenile bars. I lift them up, Lord, right
yes,
now.
Yes, Lord.
I lift up the
lift
whole universe.
Them up. Yes.
I even lift up the street people, the pimps, the prostitutes, the gangbangers,
yes,
the drug dealers,
yes. Come
the
on,
drug
Mother
users, the alcoholics, the street hustlers. I
yes,
lift them up in prayer,
yes,
Lord,
ma'am.
Because they're your children.
Up.
Lord, I just say, Lord, have mercy. Let your love rain down on
Jesus.
The truth, Lord, because it's
right
too much
now,
hate.
Right
it's
now.
Too much racism. It's just too much evil in the world. But, Lord,
well,
let your love rain down on us, Lord. Please, sir, help us to be
as
sisters and brothers in Christ, Lord. Like I tell you,
Jesus.
Lord, I tell you, Lord, I'm not the best person in the world, but mold me, Lord. Mold me and shape me, Lord. Make me what you want me to be.
Yes.
Not what Matt
Hallelujah.
King want to be, but make me what you want me to be. Lord, I thank
you,
Lord, for the blood that you shed on Calvary's cross. Lord, you didn't have to do it, but the Bible says, God so loved the world.
Mm-hmm.
He gave his only begotten Son. Lord, you say it, whoever believeth in
God.
You shall not perish, but they have everlasting life. And we just have the faith of a mustard seed, a little mustard seed. We can move mountains. We can move bricks.
Mm-hmm.
We can move obstacles.
Mm-hmm.
We can move boulders. So, Lord, I thank you. I thank you. Sit high
thank
and
you
look
Jesus.
Low. Look beyond our faults.
Yes,
and, I pray for everybody at Spirit Alive. Bless Spirit Alive family. Bishop Cook and everybody. Bless their families. Bless their homes.
Yes,
Lord, cover them in your blood.
Hallelujah.
Cover their homes in
Hallelujah.
Your blood, Lord. Cover their homes and their family, Lord, in your blood. And bless them, Lord.
Yes.
And blessings, abundant blessings, and peace. And prosperity,
yes,
Lord, and I pray for their protection as well. And I thank you, Lord, for giving us the opportunity and giving us the honor and privilege to pray to you, Lord. And thank you so much, King Jesus, because you are our mediator. You goes to Father God
Lord,
on our
yes.
behalf. So we thank you right now. Thank you.
Thank
and
you,
all
Jesus.
These blessings I ask in the precious name of King Jesus and Father God. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. You're worthy. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you,
thank
Lord.
You.
Yes. We honor. That's why we honor the elders up around here at Spirit Alive,
you
see, because, see,
thank
they
you.
Know how to pray. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you,
thank
Lord.
You.
I glorify
thank
you, Jesus. Oh, you good. Oh, you good,
yes,
Lord God.
Yes.
All
yes.
right.
Thank
now, Mother Mitchell,
yes.
I believe your
thank
phone
you.
To hold. See if you can
thank
come
you.
On in.
Oh, Lord, thank you.
Praise God. I pray it does. And I've been praying about it all through the program.
Amen.
I first of all would like to say excellent teaching.
Yes.
My daughter,
mm-hmm.
I love you so much.
Yes.
You're always on
mm-hmm.
point. I love
yes.
everyone and everything that has been said thus far. It's all been so good, and
yes.
it just encourages my very soul. And
mm-hmm.
I'd like to just go into a short prayer, and it says, oh, my Father, with
yes,
my
Lord.
Whole heart do I praise thee for this
mm-hmm.
wondrous life of never-ceasing prayer,
never-ceasing
yes, fellowship, never-ceasing
yes.
answers, and never-ceasing experiences of my oneness
my
with
Lord.
Him,
thank you, Jesus.
Christ
mm-hmm.
Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Whoever lives to pray, oh, my God, keep me ever so dwelling and walking on the,
mm-hmm.
in the presence of thy glory. Thy
yes,
prayer
Lord.
May be the spontaneous expression of my life with thee. Give
yes.
me songs in the night, Lord. Help me to pray to you even when it seems darkest. Amen and
come
glory
on.
To God.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Amen. All right now.
Amen.
That is a amen and amen. Let us
yes,
all
Lord.
Say
amen,
amen again. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Thank
amen.
You, Jesus. Hallelujah,
yes,
Lord.
Lord
God.
Thank
we
you,
just
Jesus.
Bless and praise your holy
amen.
Name. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes,
thank you, Father God.
Mm.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank
all
you,
I can
Jesus.
Do is praise
yes,
you right
Lord.
Now,
thank
Jesus.
You.
Hallelujah.
Thank
hallelujah.
You,
hallelujah.
Thank
you have
you.
Filled this place, oh God. Thank you, Father
yes,
God.
Lord.
Hallelujah. Only you, God. Only
well
you.
You.
Only
yes.
you can set this kind of atmosphere,
mm-hmm.
God. And we thank you.
Yes.
We're grateful, Father
thank
God.
God.
We do.
Thank you.
Yes,
thank
Lord.
You for just letting us sit at your feet.
Thank
you.
You.
Thank you, Father
yes,
God.
Lord.
Hallelujah,
yes,
Jesus.
Thank
hallelujah,
yes,
Jesus.
Jesus.
Lord, we
hallelujah.
Love you.
Hallelujah.
I got
glory
to give you praise. You do good.
Hallelujah.
You do good. You do mighty. You
yes.
do.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
thank
Jesus.
You, Jesus.
All right
thank
now,
God.
Apostle Zeta.
Thank you.
You can
yes.
come on. Apostle Zeta, you can come on in and let the
all
Lord
right.
use you too. Thank you, Mother
mm-hmm.
Apostle.
All right. Yes, praise God. Well, it sure has been a blessing. And everyone that has come forth, it's like someone said, it's been good.
Ooh, powerful.
It's been good.
Powerful.
And I am mm-hmm. certain that the Lord is pleased because not only do we pray, but we also praise him. And we it's
yeah.
so important that we praise him. We were created to praise him.
Yeah.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Say that. Say
thank
that.
You, Jesus.
Come on, break it
thank
out.
Thank you, Jesus. And so we need to give him praise, and we need to worship
yeah.
God.
Yes.
I'm just going to repeat something that I did say in the Bible study, and we need to extol him. And that means to praise him
yes.
enthusiastically,
yes.
to praise
yes.
him
yes.
highly, giving
yes.
God our highest praise. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And celebrate Jesus. Praise God.
Mm-hmm.
Give, and that's giving him the great
yes,
honor
Lord.
That he so deserves. And
yes.
it's just a blessing to praise him. And I thank God that we have
right.
the privilege to pray
but we also have a privilege in praising him. And we have so much to praise him for. We praise him because he's God, because he's God all by himself. We praise him because of what he's done, what he continues to do for us. We praise him for his greatness. Hallelujah. He is greater than greater than anything, greater than anyone. Praise God. And, and when we begin to praise him, it like Apostle Charlene was saying earlier, maybe not in the same words, but as we praise God, we're being blessed also. He's blessed by our praises, because that's the only way we can really bless him. I'm going to read a scripture that says, it's Psalm 32, verse 11. Be glad in the Lord and rejoice, all righteous, and shout for joy, all you upright in heart. And then there's another one that says, in your presence there is fullness of joy. At your right hand there are pleasures forevermore. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And another one, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice.
I say rejoice.
And we come to, when we come to God in prayer, we're putting ourselves in a place where we are, first of all, humbling ourselves, but also acknowledging the fact that we need him. We come to him and we pray to him because we need him. Praise
That's
God.
Right.
And then the Lord hears our prayers and he answers our prayers.
Right.
Praise God.
Thank
and,
you, Jesus. Yes.
I thank him for it. I thank him for it. And as Bishop Carter was saying earlier, that, you know, God has already done these things for us. You know, we just need to accept it. And I thank God for that, because we're seeing, praise God, his healings.
Yes.
We're seeing his miracles. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
And we're seeing all these things. Praise God. And it's a blessing because he said we would. And then when we see these things, praise God, then, you know, there's that opportunity to rejoice and to praise him even the more.
Mm-hmm.
We praise him already.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we praise him beforehand. But then there's even more reason to praise him when these things come to pass. The very things that we see him do, praise God, we can praise him again for that. I have a psalm that I would like to read, and then I'll pray. It's and that's Psalms 150, and that one is a one of my favorites. There's a lot of them that I like. That's one of my favorites. It says, "Praise ye the Lord, praise God in his sanctuary, praise him in the firmament of his power, praise him for his mighty acts." Praise him according to his excellent greatness.
Excellent greatness.
Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the psaltery and harp. Praise him with the cymbal and dance. Praise him with stringed instruments and organs. Praise him upon the loud cymbals. Praise him upon the high sounding
symbol.
Everything that has breath.
Everything.
Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Lord. And I'm going to pray. Father God, I come to you, Lord, asking that you would just help us in the name of Jesus to understand and to know that every time we praise you, hallelujah, we are acknowledging you even the more.
Who you are.
We thank you.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And even as we praise you, Lord, it encourages those that don't understand what it's all about, and those that don't know why we praise you. We pray, Lord, also that as they hear us, hallelujah, praising you because you're so deserving of it, and allowing them to know the real reason, that they will also want to praise you and have that desire and acknowledge the things
yes.
that you have already done for us. Hallelujah. And
yes,
to lift
Lord
you
God.
On high in Jesus' name. And we just thank
yes.
you, Lord. We thank you.
Thank
for
you,
who
Lord.
You are.
Thank
Lord.
You.
Hallelujah. And we thank yes, you for blessing
yes.
each and every one of us on this prayer
yes.
team tonight. We thank you and we
yes.
lift
yes.
up your name
thank
on
you.
High continually.
Yes.
And
yes,
we also
we
lift up
yes,
Apostle
yes.
Shirley Cook and this ministry.
Bless you.
We pray,
bless
Lord,
you.
That you will continue and we know that you will. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And that
thank
it will
you,
even
Jesus.
Be a greater blessing. Hallelujah. For others. It already has,
yes.
but even in a greater way now, in Jesus' name,
yes.
amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you.
Amen.
God bless you.
Amen.
God bless you. God bless you.
Yes.
God bless
yes.
you. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Yes.
Mm.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
If there's anyone else,
yes,
if there's
thank
anyone
you.
Else in the studio that would like to pray or to have a word, you can kindly press your 1, and I would acknowledge you by your area code and the last 4 digits of your phone number. I do see my spiritual aunt, my beautiful Aunt Nita is in the house, and there's others in the house. But if anybody would like to pray or have a word, I want you to have an opportunity. Hallelujah. All
mm-hmm.
right. Well, Lord God, I
thank
just want to thank you, Jesus. I just want to thank
yes.
you, Lord. I just want to thank
mm-hmm.
you for being awesome. I just want to thank you,
mm-hmm.
Lord, for being glorious.
Yeah.
I just
you.
Want to thank you, Lord, for being the great I am. I
yes.
just want to thank you, Lord.
Yes, thank you.
That
yes.
even though
thank
you are
Jesus.
God Almighty, you sit
yes,
high
yes.
and you look low. You
no.
see my
yes,
fault, but you love me anyway, God.
Anyway.
Because I come
yes.
to you. We come to
yes.
you. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And we
yes.
repent, Lord God.
Yes.
So, Father God, tonight I pray that someone within the sound of my voice, that someone that will listen to this and rebroadcast, Lord, I pray that this will be the day that they will repent. This would
yes.
be the day that they would lay down their sins, Lord.
Yes,
this
Jesus.
Would be the day that they would
mm-hmm.
make you their Lord and Savior, Father God. This
yes.
would be the day, Lord God, that they walk out of darkness into your marvelous light, Father
marvelous
God.
Yes.
yes,
Lord.
Yes.
Father
yes,
God,
Lord.
I want everyone to
yes,
know the, your
thank
love.
You,
I want everyone to know
mm-hmm.
about your grace. I want everybody to
thank
know about your mercy
yes,
and your
Lord.
Goodness, oh God,
mm-hmm.
because
yes,
you are mighty
Lord.
And you are awesome.
Yes.
And you are worthy
yes.
to be praised. There is none
yes.
like you. There is none greater than you,
yes.
Father God. And
yes.
I just
yes.
praise your holy name. And I just want to
yes.
thank you for the mighty prayer warriors up in the war room tonight, Father God.
Yes.
They
yes.
showed
yes.
everybody they were a living example of your love. They were a living
yes.
example
yes.
of what it means
you,
to
yes.
pray and
yes.
praise
you,
and make your praise
yes.
out. Hallelujah.
You,
praise,
yes.
praise away, Father God. Hallelujah. We
yes.
acknowledge
yes.
who you are. We acknowledge
yes.
your greatness.
Yes.
We acknowledge,
yes.
Father God, that there that you
yes.
that we don't have. We shouldn't be in
yes.
your presence. But God,
you
love us.
Thank
you want a fellowship
you.
With us. You want a relationship
yes.
with us. Oh, hallelujah.
Yes.
That's a reason to praise.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Under your opinion, Father
yes.
God,
hallelujah.
We are protected.
Hallelujah.
We are kept. And you
yes.
are a promise
yes.
keeper, Father God.
Yes.
What you
yes.
say
yes.
you do.
You are.
Yes,
and if
yes,
we would just
yes,
give
yes.
an ear to the Spirit so that we might hear your word, Lord. Fill us
yes,
more. Fill
yes.
us more, oh God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. I feel
yes,
your presence
yes.
here. And Lord God, we yes. want more. Less of
yes.
us and more of you, oh God.
Yes.
So that others
yes.
might come to
yes.
know you, Lord.
Yes.
So that others will
yes.
come to praise you, Lord.
Yes.
So that others, Lord God, will have hope.
Yes.
Yeah.
Lord, I just want to thank you for the opportunity to stand and
mm.
pray with
yeah.
your saints. And I stand
yeah.
in agreement, Lord God. I say hallelujah.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And
thank
you, Jesus.
You.
And I'm praising
yes,
you in advance, Father God, because somebody
yeah.
is about to be saved. Somebody
yes.
is about to get
yes.
a breakthrough. Somebody is going about to put a stronghold down. There are people that have been struggling. They've been waiting. They are tired. They are weary. And they're about to give up. But we know, Father God, that you are an on-time God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And you see every detail. And you don't ever, ever, never give us more than we can bear. Never.
That's right.
Hallelujah. Because
you
told us when the load got too heavy, Father God, to cast our cares on you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
I bless your holy name.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord,
for not letting the weight of the world bear us down, God.
Thank you, Lord God,
for allowing us to walk in peace in the middle of chaos, oh God.
Thank you, Lord God, that we are determined
to show forth your
love, Lord God, and your word in a sin-sick world. Thank you for it.
Lord God, we know the time is winding down, but I praise you that we understand we shall redeem our time wisely in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
I thank you for all of the heart sets and the mindsets in this atmosphere tonight.
Thank you, Lord.
I thank you, Lord God, for Bishop and Pastor. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord God, that
thank
they are
you,
so earnest. They pray so fervently, and their gratitude is so pure, Father God. I just thank you for that, Jesus. I just thank you for the mothers, Lord God, to come out from the hip, Lord, and get on down and take us to church, Lord God. I want to thank you for that right now in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
I want to thank you, Father God. Hallelujah, for my sister, Minister Tina, hallelujah, that always gives you glory, always gives you honor, because she always acknowledges who you are. If she don't have anything else down past, Father God, she's got that. So I praise you tonight, oh God. And I thank you for my beautiful mothers, Mother Mitchell and Apostle Zeta Flowers, Lord God. I thank you that they share their wisdom with me, Lord God. I thank you for Mother Mattie and Mother Givens to share their wisdom with me, oh God. They pour into me, oh God. They bless my very soul, oh God. And I know joy because I'm, Lord God, because it's coming from a place that can't nobody reach but you. So I just want to praise you, God. I want to thank you, God.
Thank
and I
you.
Just want to bless your holy name.
I ask mighty blessings upon everyone within the sound of my voice.
Lord God, they are obedient to your word. They are faithful, Father God. Hallelujah. They love you, Lord God, and they make sure everybody else knows it, Lord God. So I pray in the name of Jesus that you would just bless them, press down, shake it together until running over. Whatever they put their hands to, Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus that you would manifest it. Hallelujah. I pray, Lord God, because when we do things according to your will, I know you will make a way. I know you will do it. And I praise you that we know in advance it's going to be decent and in order. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I give you glory. I give you glory, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Glory
I just bless your holy
glory
name.
To you, God.
And I pray it all in your beautiful Son, Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord.
Amen and amen.
Amen and amen.
Glory
amen.
To God.
Lord.
I just got to give God
amen.
Praise. I just got to give God praise because he is good.
Yes, he is good.
Hallelujah. I'm just going to keep it real up in here. Sister did a scroller. She was scrolling. So I just want you to know. I didn't see anyone. So hallelujah. I just want to thank everyone who came out tonight and who helped to teach and just and pray and bless us, Lord God, by the power of your Holy Spirit. Everything that was said was spirit filled. Everything that was presented was, I love how your spirit just flowed from heart to heart and breast to breast, God. It was just, what a, all I can say is, oh, what a time. Oh, what a time.
Yeah.
This has been a, and this, so this has been Apostle Shalene Cook with all about with all these mighty Spirit Alive prayer warriors, and we just want to pray that you continue to have a beautiful and blessed week. We pray in the name of Jesus that you acknowledge Christ in all that you do.
Yeah.
And from our house to your house, it is our fervent prayer, hallelujah, that you be transformed. Good night, and God bless you from all of us here in the war room. Have a blessed night, everybody.
Yeah.
If you're in the the studio, your mics are unmuted. I love everybody.
Good
God
night,
bless
everybody. God bless you
all.
Good
night.
Thank you so much.
Love you all.
Good night.
God,
good night.
Hold on.
Good night to all.
God bless you.
Love
you. God bless
Thank
you.
You for your prayer.
And that goes to for you too, Anita. I see you. Your mic is unmuted too. So laugh on that. Yes, ma'am. I love you. See, I told her, I'm going to get her in the name of Jesus. I love everybody. God bless you. Good night.
God bless you.
Love you, too.
Bless.
Love you all, too.
Love you.
God bless you all.
Love you. Good night.
Love you, too. Good night.